3. 出雲の国 Revolutionary dancer, dramatic icon. In around 1603, a revolutionary new style of dance appeared in Kyoto. 出雲の国, a young miko, had combined the distinctive sounds of flutes with drum beats and dances to invent kabuki, strange, exciting theatre. Okuni was already famous in Kyoto for her kagura dances.But it seems the extra edge of her inspirational leadership drew followers to her. They danced a giddy female-only show. Women even took male parts, the polar opposite of current kabuki. Their style was radical, fast, sexy. And whereas dramas such as No were highly formalized, Okuni's style was unpredictable, the moves electrifying.Audiences gathered quickly, and a kabuki dance craze swept the capital. At first, Okuni's girls performed in the dried-up riverbed of Kyoto's Kamogawa. But when their name was made, they moved to Kitano Tenmangu Shrine, and sometimes performed by request in nobles' palaces, even at Edo Castle and the Imperial Court. Soon, kabuki was internationally known, and 17th-century English merchants even mentioned it in diaries and letters home.Many of Okuni's followers were poor, engaging in sex work to stay alive, so kabuki became connected to prostitution. Some voices railed against this, and in 1629, Shogun Tokugawa Ieyasu forbade women from performing because it was said to disturb morals and customs. This was just one in a range of moves to restrict women's role in society during that century. Initially, young men took women's places.But they also engaged in sex work, and soon kabuki became restricted to older, more respectable, male actors. Okuni's innovative kabuki legacy, however, was secured. And in modern-day kabuki, actors are internationally respected artists. Kabuki, albeit as a male-only drama style, continues to enthrall, spellbound spectators to this day.